So my friend Kelly sent me a text the other day that I think was really funny and you would probably relate to. It was about how we plan to conquer the summer together while both of our boys' preschools and Mother's Day out options, well, they're no longer options for the summertime. Listen, I am all about creating fun summertime memories, but the morning coffee date with friends, the opportunity to clean up the house while the boys were in school, and getting some work deadlines met are now a little bit more challenging. But I have found us all a solution. There is an incredible app called Wendy that connects families and college student nannies. They are background checked, interviewed, and the sweetest. Not only are you able to meet your childcare needs, but you could also help those college students that are looking for summer jobs. There's options for part-time help and full-time help. Whatever your childcare needs are, Wendy has a match for all of them this summer. All you have to do is go to wendy.com/realtalk to start a search for a nanny. And as a special offer, they are going to knock $50 off your search if you go through that link. Wendy provides top-notch service, but at a fraction of the cost of traditional nanny agencies, and there's no ongoing fees. So here's how it works. Go to wendy.com/realtalk to start your search. A Wendy concierge will find great matches for your job and set up interviews for you. Then you choose the one you like. Get started now, though, because there are a lot of parents out there looking for nannies for the summertime, just like you and I. Go to wyndy.com/realtalk right now to start your search. Welcome to Real Talk with Rachel Autry, where I invite you to join me to delight in life by finding joy right where we are. Today, I have on my brand new friend. I mean, like, what, 72-hour friend?
Yeah, but we're best friends already.
Right. Yeah. Hope. She's amazing. She has a new book we're going to talk all about. Purpose Doesn't Pause. Y'all, this is a good one. You'll walk away with ideas that you can apply right now, tips and moments that'll make you go, oh yeah, me too. All from two girls trying to figure out life right alongside you. Amen. Because that's what friends are for.
I love that.
That's what we say. Right. It's time to cut the fluff. Have some real talk.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm so excited. Okay, wait. Should we tell them even the backstory of how we became friends? They're probably like,
oh my gosh,
72 hours.
Can you please?
What?
Y'all, this is like wild. You know those friends that you just meet and you're like, yes, we were like soul sisters? Y'all, that's what Rachel is to me. Like, honestly, even the way you came up and we met, like, that is all blur. All I know is I was like, this is my best friend in front of me.
Yes, so I have met her. Here she is my whole life. I've been waiting for you. That's how I felt too. My friend Abby that I was with walked up to your cute merch table, because you have one of your hats now for our friends that are watching. You had merch, like bracelets, trucker hats, like all the things, but you also were selling advanced reader copies of your new book. And I remember Abby was like, oh, she's cute. And she just starts marching over. Like, she was booking it. So I just was following along behind her. And then I got up to the table and was like, okay, wait, number one, purpose doesn't pause. We love an alliteration. Number two, you had a book. And I was like, this is my girl. And number three, literally, truly, like the spirit just pinged me and was like, this right here, you need to lean in. And so I was like, okay, let's lean. Let's go. And here we are.
No, it was wild. Like literally, y'all, I look over and like the two cutest besties were standing there. And then Rachel's like, oh my gosh, I have a podcast. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a book. And I'm like, take the book. Let's chat.
And like, come and on, then, podcast.
Anyways,
bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, we like exchange numbers. And I'm like, okay, we've already FaceTimed once.
We're in a group message together now. Like,
yeah, we're in a book babes club group. Like,
we've made
it. We're doing it.
We are official besties. That's right. The only problem is we're long distance because you're in Arkansas.
Yeah. And you're in Alabama. Like, but hey, y'all, we're trying to get Rachel to come leave her little boys. Leave her husband with them for the weekend to come to Bentonville in October.
Yeah, for your event.
Yes, yes.
Let me just like set the record straight for all of our friends that are listening, okay? Hope. First off, are you Hope Rick and Harris? What do your friends call you?
You know, my friends call me Hope. Close family members, Hopey.
Right.
yeah, Hope Reagan Harris, honestly, because there was another girl named Hope Harris that wrote books. And I'm like, hey, so in the middle
Reagan.
Name. Make it
throw her in. Yeah.
Some people call me Hope Reagan. And I'm like, these are the people that have known me post-book because I'm not Hope Reagan.
Double name? No, she's not that. Okay, it's so funny, though, because I feel like I'm always referred to as Rachel Autry. Like, no one just calls me Rachel except for, like, my dearest people, and they even just like call me Rachel.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If people are out and about, they're like, oh, Rachel Autry. Oh, you're Rachel Autry. I'm like, I'm Rachel. My last name is Autry, correct, but I'm not Rachel Autry. It's like they just put it all together.
Yeah, it's one name now, just like all goes together.
Uh-huh. And I have two, like, so it's like Rachel Autry. So it's just like kind of, it's
I'm
not
dead. I can't. Anyway,
but Hope, I'm just so grateful to have you on. And you're spending some time with us today talking all about, I feel like what this whole past weekend was about at LO Sister Conference, like what are the odds
you
could write a book, have it there.
I know.
And then like all three, Sadie Robertson, Dontree Wilkerson, and Christine Kane, all of their messages that they spoke about at this conference were all about basically being stuck, not looking at your past, moving forward, trusting God's hand on our life, and knowing that there's life ahead of us. What?
I know. And like, Rachel, I honestly, I had no, like, I am an ambassador for Sadie, obviously, but like, I didn't even know this was the message. I was like, literally shook. Like when I had texted one of my friends who works for her and I was like, hey, you know, I want to do a booth, whatever. And she was literally like, Hope, you know what the message is about? And I was like, what? God. And I'm learning, Rachel, like if God wants to get a message out, he knows that like all of us have different like perspectives. All of us have different views, but like he will tell all of his believers and he's going to freaking bring it. And I'm just honored. Literally this morning I was praying. I was like, Lord, like I'm so humbled and honored that you're one of the people that you've like pinged, like you said, to try to get this message of getting unstuck and breaking free from confusion, like for this time. Like this is wild.
Yeah, it's nuts. God is like the most strategic person I know. Like he's gonna make it happen.
He is.
He's like, I'm gonna take a little bit of this and a little bit of this and it's gonna be perfect. Mm-hmm. And it always is. So why do we not trust him? I don't know. Great question.
I know. I know. I struggle too.
Okay, so the cool thing about the people listening today. Let me just tell you this.
Tell
I'm also telling the girl that's listening this because I want her to know she's not alone. But like we have so many people from so many different walks of life, whether it's like, okay, this woman just became a mom and like, LOL, you get this. But now we question everything. We have like literally an identity crisis when you become a mom. Like, so like I'm supposed to do what with who and like give up this for that. Like it just all of a sudden everything is a question mark. We also have the girls that are like new, welcome to adulthood, that are post-grad and just wow, like shooketh.
Yeah.
We have people going through everything from broken engagements and divorces we've heard. We've had people that are just doubting their faith, like literally so many opportunities to be stuck in life. And so I just want people to hear if you feel stuck or literally between a rock and a hard place, look around because I don't think you're the only person there. And I also believe that's not your final place. And Hope believes this too.
Preach.
Like so good of a point. She wrote a, how many pages is it? 224 page book all about getting unstuck. So I kind of want just to hear.
So good.
Did this all come from a place where you were like, God, I'm stuck. And he just downloaded stuff to you. And you're like, I must write a book.
So Rachel, funny you ask. I was reading, y'all, I love prayer journaling because I'm a very like forgetful person. Well, I just have a lot going on just as everyone else listening does. And like, it's really hard to remember 3 years ago that prayer that you prayed and that you're walking in it. So to kind of center myself, most mornings I have get all my prayer journals, literally have a stack of them. And I go back through and look at the, like that day, you know, 3 years ago, 2 years ago. And I really just started this 3 years ago when I felt so stuck. And y'all, I wanted to write a book and my first book had just come out. I knew there was a second one in me. My first one was like a devo, but I'm like, I want to write like a book. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to like really just dig into this. And I prayed to God. I remember driving home from my corporate job. I was working for a large retailer at the time. And I remember praying like, God, break my heart before it breaks yours. Like, you know, I felt so bold in that. I'm like, break it. Just
rip
do something.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, He freaking broke my heart. And from what breaks his. And y'all, I entered into this where I realized I was in an intense season of confusion. I had been climbing the corporate ladder. Y'all, I had gotten good at climbing the corporate ladder, chasing that dollar. And the Lord, I felt like, just came aside me and was like, "Hope, you're living your life like you're going to go to heaven, and I'm going to announce you by the title of your job. And your title is so much more than that." And so literally all this pride in my life, he just broke. And so I started writing the book because I was in this situation at work where, you know, the whole reorg thing happens and all of a sudden you have a new boss. You're like, "Do I still have a job? I'm confused." So I have this new boss and
I'm like, "Are you getting rid of me? Am I here to stay? I need to know." All of a sudden, 100%. So insecure.
I'm like, shoot. Yeah. I was like, "Okay, I have a new boss. Like, I've got a place. Cool." But like, this new boss was literally, I was in this finance job, which, I mean, I'm not a finance girly. I took theory of math so that I didn't have to ever do math again. Mm-hmm. And this guy, he was like, "Why are you here? I don't understand how to use you. Like, I don't even understand the value of your role and your skill set." So like, you can imagine, I mean, for the first time in my career, I had been like, climb, 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 promotion, raise, woo, let's do this, we're doing this. And all of a sudden it's like, "Who the heck are you and why are you here?" Yeah. And so, I became depressed. I didn't know I was depressed. After I had my daughter, I was officially diagnosed with depression. We're working on it. Praise God. He is so good. But so I started writing this book. Rachel, when I tell you I started writing this book, I became even more confused and more stuck. So then
it's so funny. Let me tell you this to normalize.
Yeah.
So like a lot of my friends I've made on here are authors, and they have all said one of two things. They've either said, "Don't write about something that you don't want attacked, because it's going to happen." They're like, "If you're going to write a marriage book, y'all got to buckle down, go get some marriage counseling." Or, and then like number two, they've said, that I start writing the book thinking it's like what I'm called to do. And then all of a sudden I feel like an imposter. I'm not quite sure. I'm no longer the expert I thought I was. And you're just like, boom, humbled. So
no,
normal.
100%.
But like, what? Yes. Of course the enemy is going to do that.
Yeah. No, you're so right. And I appreciate you normalizing that because like, Rachel, I mean, I was legit in tears. I'm like, I had written my first two chapters, got it pitched, gotten the book deal. And then all of a sudden, like my life got like crazy. Mm. And I can't even explain it. I mean, I took this new job that was supposed to be super promising. They were like, "Hey, Hope, you're like, take another lateral." So again, I took the same title again, but like in 6 months, you'll be promoted. Long story short, didn't get the promotion. I find out that I didn't get the promotion while I was on maternity leave. I'm questioning everything. Right. I had prayed so specifically, like, "Lord, if I'm not called back here, slam the door shut." But like, I'm on maternity leave. I can't fight for the career that I had given everything to for 5 years. And now I'm holding my new baby girl. I'm at this point diagnosed with postpartum depression. I'm just like, "Lord, what are you doing?" All of this while like wrapping up the last bit of this book. Right. And it's like, holy cow. So anyways, that's my story. And a lot of it's in these pages, but God is so good. And now on the other side, I've officially for the first time ever, like after 3 years of this, but like the cloud of confusion has started to lift. Good. Doesn't mean that it will not come back soon, but you know, God provided a way for me to work for YouVersion on maternity leave. Someone that I connected with 3 years prior reached out and came to meet me in Arkansas. They're based out of Oklahoma City. It was like, they were like, we can't do remote. God broke that hurdle. I'm working remote. Like, he is so good in all of this. But all that to say, like, I get feeling stuck and confused. Mm-hmm. And a special part, like my favorite part of the book, is that when I started telling other girls about feeling stuck and confused, they were like, "Hope, I do too." Yeah. And so each chapter in the book, you don't have to actually read this book from start to finish, because let's be real, when you're stuck and confused, who wants to read a book from start to finish?
A book, that's right.
Yes. You don't have time to read a book. I get it. Yes. I hear you. And so you just pick the chapter that's like causing you confusion. So like when your dreams don't look like you thought they would, or when you're struggling with comparison, when you can't break free of someone's opinion.
When you don't feel loved or good enough.
Chapter,
I loved that one.
Yes. When you're not good, it feels like you're not good enough. Like, you know, all those sticky situations that keep you stuck. And then after each chapter, I have a girl who is just like us, y'all, who tells her story. And I interview her kind of like a little mini pod after the chapter, so that if you don't relate to my story, you know, you can relate hopefully to hers. Yeah. So this book is truly like, I just wanted to throw everything I could together to hopefully help you get unstuck, even if it's not my story, just like all glory to God.
That's so good.
So that's the skinny on PDP, purposes and pause.
PDP, baby. I love it. So you said something PDP. And I'm like, okay, I have to know the story behind it. And maybe yep. this is just like the process of writing the book and seeking God through it. But you were talking about how the cloud is starting to lift. And I think that's what a lot of people are craving.
Yeah.
Can we talk about some practicals that you have, tools in your tool belt that you have, like that you often go to or refer to when you start seeing that cloud creep or it's getting darker or heavier? You're like, I'm going to start doing this. What are some of those things?
Yep. Okay, so first thing, and I write about this actually in the book, God's word, yeah. y'all, like reading, even if it's a verse, even if it's going into the YouVersion Bible app and you can't even get your Bible or like something, just one truth for the day, because, you know, the enemy knows that God's word is literally our sword and our armor.
And it's living and alive and breathing.
Mean, yes. Yeah. It's literally so powerful. And my thing is, like, of course it makes sense that we think the Bible's confusing. Wouldn't the enemy love for us to never open that thing because he knows that is his sword and our armor against him? So when I start feeling confused, I know confusion, one, does not come from God. It does not. And I truly believe that the enemy's greatest scheme to us women, girls in this day and age is if he can confuse us about our purpose, that stops us from showing up. And he is scared of what would happen if you showed up yeah. exactly where God's placed you. And so one, I'm like, okay, I need God's word, even if it's just a sent like one sure. verse. Like that's one tip. The second thing is I typically just pray out loud or prayer journal, like, God, I want to invite you into this space. I don't know why I'm in this corporate job, or like, Lord, I don't know why you made me a mom and I always dreamed to be a stay-at-home mom and you're calling me to work. Like, I just straight up tell him, like, I don't get this, but I know that what I, like, your plan is far greater than my expectations. Oh, and like, when I just surrender that to you, and I have to say, I don't get it. You're not making any sense to me right now. And I don't even know if you're here, but I'm handing this back to you. And I trust that you're going to do abundantly more. And so I think really those two things are my key. And then the third one is like, lean on your people. Like, you are not alone. And there is something so powerful about just telling someone. I'll never forget, like, I had a mentor. I was literally crying with a dude who was like really hyping in the company. And I'm like, try not to cry on Zoom. We were during COVID. And I was like telling him about the situation at work. And he's like, he literally didn't even break like stride anything. He's like, you're not stuck, Hope. You just think you are. And I think that that is so true. Remembering I'm not stuck. Yeah. I just think I am. And like my purpose doesn't pause. Like God is pressing play in my everyday right here, right now. And so I really just like lean on those four things, I guess. Read the Bible, invite God in, like surrender my expectations, talk to a friend, and then just remember I'm not stuck and that my purpose doesn't pause, and just try to figure out whatever that can mm-hmm. look like. Even if that's like loving on a friend and there's nothing more that I do that day, or responding to someone in a meeting, or smiling at that girl at Starbucks who just looks like who's really grumpy, but probably just needs someone to be like, you're crushing it at your job. You know, just whatever that looks like, just trying to be present for that.
That's so good. So I feel like this is me sometimes where the inside of my brain is so cluttered
yep.
that it takes somebody else to your third point of like having friends that can see yep. from outside looking in. Like when we're in the boxing arena, let's go with this analogy.
No, I'm here for it. This is good.
When we're in the boxing arena, we're sweaty. There's adrenaline. You might have blood running up down your eye. You've just gotten punched, so you're a little bit like, you know, your bell's rung, and you're trying to figure out, like, how, like, what's my next move? Like, do I need
yeah.
a backup?
Yeah, can I add one? Like, you feel trapped. Like, you literally feel like someone has you in a headlock, and you don't know how
right.
to get out.
Yes. It's so funny, because yeah. in that moment, when you are, like, in your own perspective, all you have is, like, your peripheral and what's in front of you, but, like, getting the bird's eye view of you in that situation would make it so much easier. And the cool thing is 100%. We don't have that perspective, but our people have that perspective. So people on the outside yes. of the arena looking Preach in it. Are like, swing your punch. Like, this is your moment. Like, go. Yeah. Or like, yeah. back up, rest, catch your breath. Like, and then when we're in the arena, we can't think through that as clearly. So it takes other people decluttering, simplifying, being like, you're doing better than you think you do, than you think you are. I know you feel that bruise and you won't feel it tomorrow. So I just wanted to speak to the person that feels so cluttered that they feel paused, they can't see through it, or they feel stuck. That I'm like you said, you're not stuck. You just feel like it.
Yeah.
I can see where you're at. You're doing great.
That's so good. And I think too, tell your people, because what I've found is a lot of the times I haven't communicated like what I need from a friend. But like, I mean, Rachel, if I texted you tomorrow and was like, hey, I feel super stuck. Like, I just need a quick pep talk or you to just tell me what you see. Like, your friends want to do that for you. I promise. Like, if you texted me that, Rachel, I would be honored. I'd be sending a voice memo. I'd be sending a video of me and Remy. I'd be like, hey, come on, you got this. And your friends, I guarantee, want to do that. And if they don't, DM us, because we will do that for you.
Yeah, we are here for you, boo.
Yeah, we're here for you, boo.
I want to do that for you. I can be that girl.
Yes.
I can be her.
Seriously, DM us. We answer. We're normal girls. We check our DMs.
That's right. That's right. I don't have anyone running my Instagram. I'm not that fancy. Yeah. Okay. There's two types of people, or circumstances, if you will, of like when I feel like people are stuck.
Let's hear it.
I feel like there's the people that are stuck because they keep in themselves that way.
Yep.
For lack of better terms. Like, it's your own fault. And then there's the people that are stuck because life has thrown them the craziest things.
Yep.
So I want to speak to maybe the girl whose life is just bad.
Yeah.
Nuts. If you look at it, you're like, that's sad. That's a sad situation. Yep. Or that's really hard. Or there's a lot to grieve there. And rightly so, she feels stuck because there's just so much, kind of like where you were at with postpartum depression.
Yeah.
And I had postpartum anxiety. I don't know if we've gotten a chance to talk about that, but like still working through that, that I feel stuck naturally because of hormones and like external pressures.
Yeah. That's true.
So let's talk about the external pressures for a moment. If you can speak to the girl that's like, y'all, you don't know my situation. My dad just died, or I just miscarried, or I just lost my job and I don't know what I'm going to do next. Like, of course I feel stuck.
Yeah.
So I just want to,
No, that's so good.
What would you say to her?
You know, I actually talked about when something good comes to an end. So when I was 9, I lost a younger brother and I was the oldest kid. My brother had Potter syndrome, which basically means he was born without kidneys. Like, he wasn't going to live very long, but there was a lot of like miscommunication on my end. I was a kid. My dad had explained to me like, hey, you know, Gabe was his name. He's probably not going to live, but he could. Wow. We believe God is good and he could. But I never will forget getting the phone call because my mom had gone into labor. And my parents rushed off. My grandma came to our house and my dad called. And he's like, Hope, what we talked about happened. And Rachel, the kid, childlike faith in me was like, oh, he lived. I got all of us in, like, me and my I'm a Big Sister shirt, my sister and I'm a Big Sister shirt, my little brother and I'm a Big Brother shirt. And we went to the hospital. I can only imagine what my grandma in this moment's thinking, like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to tell them that, like, this baby has passed. Ugh. So anyways, so sad, but I write about it. Like, sometimes, y'all, life is unfair. Like, you're not always going to get dealt the best hand. Like, yeah, I cried and grieved quitting my corporate job because there really was nothing wrong other than, like, God just made it so clear that he was closing the door. But you got to trust God's provision, y'all. Like, now on the other side of, like, I still don't know why we lost Gabe. I don't. But I'm now able to relate to people and share my story and share how I went through grief. And that gives him the glory. And y'all, like, now that I'm over working in full-time ministry at YouVersion, like, all the things that I learned at Walmart, it is wild. I'm using that same skill set. And if I had skipped one of those, I wouldn't be able to do the job, my tech job that I'm doing right now, y'all. And just trust his provision, you know, trust that his plans are better. And his circumstances have nothing on his glory and his goodness. And there's not a single gap in your life that he cannot fill with his goodness. And so I would just encourage you, like we were talking about earlier, Rachel, like lean in, like that, God, this is sucky. Like this, you do not feel good in this moment. Like, I'm questioning your goodness, but I'm going to choose to like push over like the humanness and the flesh side of me and just say, I'm going to choose faith over flesh. And in this moment, I'm going to keep believing because I know who you are. I know I've seen your character in my life, but in this moment, I don't have a clue what the freaking heck you're doing, but I'm going to just choose to lean in and I'm going to take your side because I know that life isn't fair, but like you are faithful. Like that's the kind of thing you've got to make a decision. So I guess, Rachel, to answer your question, I'm getting chilled. I'm getting worked up. I'm like, you just have to
I know you are. Why she came to preach?
Like,
I love
you
it.
You just have to say, okay, I can choose to just be mopey. I can, and like sometimes, yes, like I was depressed and I'm getting treated for that right now. So I'm not talking about that, but like you can choose to either deal with it or let it consume you. And y'all, we got grit. Like God made you and you've got the freaking power that raised Jesus from the dead living inside of you. Don't like sell yourself short and believe that you can't do it. You can do it and you just got to keep going. Keep your eyes focused on him and like that sideways energy and all that noise around you, cut through it and just focus on him. Like that's literally all you can do. It sounds like, oh, Hope, that sounds so simple. Just focus on him. Y'all, it is like just, it will work. It will work. Like it, I can't even tell you my own life, just being able to cut through and focus on him and just push through, almost like swim past the noise. I promise you, he's going to meet you where you're at and he's going to show you his provision and he's going to show you that his promises still stand. And let me, last thing I'm going to say while I'm on my soapbox here before I step off.
Love it.
Like God has really taught me, like in my own worries, like stepping away from this corporate job, obviously I stepped away from a lot of money, y'all. And I kept feeling like, man, I'm not gonna be able to provide like for Remy, my daughter, the way that I could if I had that salary or whatever. And God's like, Hope, don't you think that eternal, like there's nothing on this earth that's better than the eternal life I've already given you and your family? Like, do you not believe like in the eternal life is greater than anything you can obtain here? So y'all, I would just encourage you, like, the promise stands. Like life may not be fair and you may not have everything everyone around you has, but he's given you eternal life, which is far greater than any Mercedes, huge house, six-figure salary, yada, yada, yada.
I love that too, because hindsight is 2020.
100%.
That's not scripture, but it's just life.
Yeah, that's just life.
Let me just make sure I set the record straight here. But it's so true. We're like, I have also been through some really tough stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm looking back and I'm like, but that set me up to be able to do this well, or to appreciate the gift of this, or to be able to know it's time to rest and be able to listen to my body and whatever, that had I not experienced the grief and the hardship and the pain and the hang up, then like, I don't know if I would be in the same place. And I like who I am today.
Yeah.
You know, and I want my friends to get to that same point where they're like, gosh, you know what? I would never have chosen to lose my dad in high school. I would never have chosen like to grow up with some hardship and family stuff. And I would never have chosen whatever, this to be a part of my story.
Yeah.
But I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
I don't get a say. So since I don't have control, like what is going to be my reaction from this place? And that's what we have control over. And from that, God can do something really cool with just your surrender and being like, I don't know, but I'm going to choose to trust you. And I bet you your prayer journals work really well with this too, because you can look back and be like, okay, we got through that one, you know? And like his resume is still good. We talked about that a lot with our friend Tara's son that came on the show.
Well, I love about, Tara. Like, she's awesome.
She's great. About just like losing control and being okay with it, surrendering your story because God has a resume and he's worthy of our trust.
Yep.
And so I feel like even keeping a record of when things are good in your life is like going to set you up for success for when things kind of go cray.
Yeah.
So I love that.
No, that's so good.
Let's hop back to the two kind of girls here, because we just kind of talked about the external pressure.
Yep.
But now let's talk about like the internal pressure, where maybe like, I mean, I don't, I'm just gonna like tough love for a moment.
Yeah.
You are the only one keeping yourself that way. And I have some people in my life like this, where I'm like, ah, like I wish you saw it as simple as it is. And life's not, I mean, like, granted, we all have things that are happening in our life, but I'm like, don't think this is as hard as maybe you're making it out to be.
Yeah.
Maybe like you're the one working yourself up.
Yeah.
And I have been there too. So that's why I have the permission to say it. Yeah. It's like, I have also been the person that's like in my own head making things harder than they have to be. But like, let's talk about the internal pressure for a minute.
No, 100%. So that was me when I started writing this book. Like literally when my mentor was like, you're not stuck, you think you are. It was like, okay, I had to take a step back and I'm like, y'all, I have an amazing job that pays really well. Like, I've got a husband that loves me. I'm living the life that I've prayed for. Like, come on. And I think in this moment, like you're saying, Rachel, you have this choice to make. You don't have to be defeated. Like, you don't.
Right.
You don't have to be defeated, lay down and just like, you know, let life pass by. And so I talk about this story where it's simple, but God can use the unconventional things, you know, to do unconventional things. And so I was actually on a Peloton one day, super stressed out from work, you know, just in that place where I was so stressed.
I saw this reel. It was really cute. Did you?
This really happened. Like, it's simple, but it happened. So I was just like, I'm so stressed out, you know, I'm going to move. Because everyone says, you know, if you move, you'll be less stressed. So I literally start this class with Kendall, love her. And as I'm going and doing the class, I'm not moving, y'all. I'm literally just watching her. And I'm just like so defeated. My posture is just like, dude, I can't do this. I can't. My husband Will walks in. Gotta love him because he's very like direct and blunt, which Lord knows I need that in my life. And he's like, Hope, you've got to move your legs. And like, we literally cracked up because like, he was right, you know? Just like the other day, he was like, Hope, quit being insecure. I was like, quit being insecure. You're not insecure. Stop. You know, anyways, he's always like telling me how it is. And as he left the room, I was like, oh my gosh, Rachel, I literally had this like aha moment. I was like, this is how I'm living my life. God has given breath in my lungs and I'm just sitting here like just watching. Just watching. And so for the girl, like, I get it. I put so much pressure on myself and a lot of the pressure comes from me, no one else, you know, everyone always tells me, Hope, quit putting all this pressure on yourself. And I think like that intent, like in the reason you do that comes from a good spot. You want to steward everything so perfectly, so well that it becomes stifling. And so I would just give yourself permission here to just hold things loosely. You don't have to hold on so tight and just literally, like we were saying, I think the next step is the same. Recognizing that you've acted and lived like you're defeated. Recognize that you're living in an answered prayer. I mean, just the fact that you're even on this earth is crazy. Like, I mean, once I got pregnant, I started researching just like the craziness of your life being conceived and happening and even like birth and your mom growing you wild. Like, that's crazy in itself. So just recognizing like, man, I am here for a time like this. And that's God has something planned for me for a time like this. And then surrendering where you are and deciding to show up. I think it's like, I'm not going to be defeated. I'm going to show up. And making that like pivot in your mind and not letting anyone else or any circumstance or any situation tell you otherwise is really what you've got to do so here. Good.
Okay, I just got a word.
Yeah,
I'm excited about it.
Yep, yep.
Are you ready? It kind of has nothing to do with what it has everything to do with what we're talking about. What am I saying? I'm just like taking a quick pivot.
No, let's hear it.
Okay, so for our friends that weren't here when we first started because we didn't record this part, but you had your cute microphone set up. It was on your desk.
Yep.
You were ready to roll, and you were missing what? You were missing a cord.
Yep, missing the cord.
Is that what it was?
Plug it into my Mac.
Okay. And you had to like run downstairs and grab the cord and come back up and plug it in. And I also feel like this is why a lot of us are stuck is because we're trying to do it on our own.
Yep.
So with this visual, it's like, we've got the microphone. Yep. We have the setup.
Yep.
We have the, we're in our outfit. We're ready to roll. Our meeting is started. We are just waiting to get a cord.
Yep.
And the microphone's not going to work without the cord, which means your voice isn't going to be recorded in the quality it could be, which means whatever down the road.
Yep.
And it's because we need the cord.
Yep.
Like we're missing this one piece, but it is so essential. And I think a lot of us are trying to talk into a microphone and it looks cute, but it's not working.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. I don't know how else to say
it. No, you're so right.
Like, and I think the fact that that even happened was like so on purpose for this conversation today to remind us like we also can't make movement and push play.
Yeah, we can't do it alone.
God, no.
Oh my gosh, Rachel, that is so good because you know what? And you know what connects us? Like abide in
the power.
Me. Jesus says, abide in me. Like you're like you will be fruitful when you stay attached and connected to me. And it's like this whole conversation is like when I realized that I wasn't stuck, I didn't know what to do. Like, I mean, I, one point, like, I don't, I personally just don't drink alcohol, but I was even like, man, I've got to start drinking. Like, I got to, like, I was just trying to find something. And y'all, I literally, when I started reading God's word, when I tell you this, like, I was a girl who was like, it's too confusing. I don't have time for that. I've got a million things I'm juggling. I'm not reading because I don't have time to understand. It just frustrates me, honestly. When I started reading and praying and being like, God, teach me, that's when it all changed. And then when I read that verse that like, God's word is alive and it is sharper than a sword. Like, there's a reason, y'all, that the enemy's trying to stop you from being connected to him, because he knows that when you're connected and plugged into the Lord, you are so fruitful.
Unstoppable.
And you have a purpose.
And your voice is louder.
It doesn't pause. And you're That's in right. rooms that don't even make sense. And God promotes you to places that you're like, this seat, why God? Like, this is crazy. Yeah. And where you have a seat at the table is where God wants a seat at the table. So connect to him. Like, do life with him and run around and look for it. Like, search. When he says, seek me, you'll find me. And like, I mean, literally when I was running downstairs, you know, it was a time crunch. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to show up. Rachel's waiting. We got to do this thing. You know, I'm literally sweating, running. I'm like, Lord, show me where this stupid connector is. Why would you not make the mic where it could do it alone? But the same thing for us. We can't do it alone. And God made us because he wants to do life with us. So, man, that's good.
So good.
That's good.
That's so good. I'm going to read, if I'm allowed to, like all 12 chapter titles, just so that people could be like, oh, wait, that's me.
Yep.
Just to help you identify why you're stuck or where you're stuck or your current situation. Because I think identifying it is the first step too, to be like, I'm stuck and this is why, and here's how I can conquer that. Okay. So what if we aren't stuck when we're questioning why we are where we are? That is a good one. When our dreams aren't what we pictured, when something good comes to an end, talked about that. When you don't feel loved or good enough, that was probably one of my favorites. When you feel the pressure to figure out who you are, when you catch yourself struggling with comparison, when your life feels out of control, when you're in a season of waiting, when you're called out of your comfort zone, when you can't shake the opinion or approval of others, and what if we are free from what once held us back? Like, what if we lived in that freedom?
Yeah.
'Cause our purpose doesn't pause.
Yes.
So good. Will you plug where people can find this or more about you, or maybe even like that fun link that you shared in our group?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. So I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to end in a prayer too, because I wrote at the very end of this book, a send-off prayer. And
yes,
you know, I kind of felt like, really, God, you want me to write this prayer? But y'all, I think this prayer can break chains. So I'm going to start. You can find me anywhere, TikTok, Instagram, at Hope Reagan Harris, R-E-A-G-A-N. You can buy Purpose Doesn't Pause on Amazon. If you email me that you've bought the book, I will send you a free digital copy so you can start reading today. Or you can buy the book on my site and it will automatically send you a download to read today. So whatever you want to do, links are in my bio on Instagram. And then also, while I was at the LO conference this weekend, I really felt like God put it on my heart that for anyone who is wanting to do this book with their besties, I, for free, will join you on a Zoom call. I have a whole link set up. Again, the link's in my bio, where it's called the Purpose Doesn't Pause Movement. Click that and it will tell you where to buy the book, how to sign up and get time with me. And y'all, I would literally be honored just to kick off your book club with you for free, because I truly believe in this message and I just want to go all in on it.
This is so fun.
Rachel, can I end with this prayer? Do you care?
Permission granted.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Please. So I'm going to read from this, Biz. I don't want to mess anything up. I want to stick to it.
We're
going to
read together.
So this is a send-off prayer. So, dear God, thank you for the girl who is listening. We know that before she was even created by you, that you prepared a future for her. You knew what she'd be walking into each day before the day even came. You went ahead of her and pave the very path that she is walking down today. It was you, God, who chose her, set her apart, and called her to the life that she is living today. I pray that when she starts to question who she is and what she is doing, you'll gently remind her that you don't have to question, that you don't have any questions when you look at her. You see her exactly as you created her to be, as your child, a child you love endlessly. When she starts to feel like her life is on pause, show her evidence of how you are at work and moving where she is. When confusion greets her again, give her peace that surpasses her understanding. When the days feel long and the season appears to be never ending, cover her in your love that never ceases. When she feels like she is right back where she started, remind her that you made a way when there was no way. When life feels like it's over, remind her that each day here is one day closer to stepping into eternal life with you. Show her how you want to use her where she is today. Give her strength when the assignment feels heavy and she's running out of energy. Give her joy when she's taking everything, when it's taking everything in her to put a smile on her face. Give her wisdom when she isn't sure what she's supposed to be doing or what decision she needs to make. Give her a light that she can carry to dark places and that cannot be blown out by the trials and suffering she'll face. Give her love to carry into the lives of those who may have never experienced it before. Give her peace when she can't see what you are doing. I pray that she shows up daily rooted in your truth. I pray that she accepts your invitation and chooses to do life with you in the small moments, the big moments, and the in-between moments. I pray that she sets her gaze on you and finds you when she seeks you. I pray that she never forgets that her purpose doesn't pause. In Jesus' name, amen. That one gets me because, like, y'all, I feel you. If you're here, like, I know the struggle and I'm here for you. And I know Rachel is too.
We are. I'm so passionate about this because the girls listening to this are truly, like, I mean, my mission. I love them, whether I've met them or not, whether I know their first name or just their IP address. Like, I am obsessed with them.
Yeah.
And I would do anything to help them get out of a place where they feel like they don't want to be anymore. I'd say, yeah, amen. Let's go.
Rachel,
freedom is for you.
Oh my gosh. Say that again.
I said, freedom is for you.
Freedom is for you. You don't, like, Jesus already died for it, y'all. Let's live in it.
Yeah. Let's live in it.
Oh, I know.
Can I ask you one more fun question before we go?
Yeah. Let me wipe the tears.
No, I love it. I'm like, if I was with you, I'd be like, meow, meow, meow.
I love you.
Wiping your tears. What is something that you're loving these days that you really want to share with our friends listening? It could be like makeup, song, show, shameless plug.
Oh my gosh. Let me think. I am loving my large coffee life. Like, I need a lot of coffee right now. And I'm like loving going through the drive-thru. I bring my dog so she can get a treat. And it's like, gives me so much joy for her to like, named Sadie Bell, like she gets a little treat. I get my large coffee and like I get so much satisfaction, like the iced coffee, like shaking it.
Do we even like swish it? Yeah. I don't know. It's a thing. It's a habit.
It's like so much joy. That like swish and shake is like straight joy. So I don't even care about the calories. I'm just like, Lord, give it to me, Nivy.
What's your coffee order?
Oh man. Okay. So there's this place called Seven Brew in Arkansas. It's maybe in Missouri and stuff too, but it's like kind of like Dutch Bros, like drive-through situation.
Sure.
So it's basically a large like caramel vanilla latte and light ice with an extra scoop of vanilla because that's just where we're at these days.
Amen. Yeah. Girl, you do you. You live your best life. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Oh my gosh, Rachel, thank you for having me. This was literally made my week, life, all the things.
You're so sweet. Can I tell you like a big regret of mine from the conference?
Oh my gosh, please.
Not getting one of your bracelets.
Okay, I'll send you one. Text me your address. I'll send you one.
No, for real, friends. Like, do you have a place where people can buy the merch online?
Yes. Okay, hopereaganharris.com. Okay. Boom.
We're going to link that because y'all, these friendship bracelets.
Okay, there's bracelets. You can get the book. You can get the hat that I'm wearing, you know, all the things.
Okay, you're a delight. I'm so excited about this episode and all the people that are getting freedom from it and moving forward today. I just know it. I told you there was going to be things that you can start right after they listen to this episode. So you're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thank Rachel now or later.
Yeah, it's fine. Just DM me. Thank you so much.
Hey, I love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode with us. It would mean the most if you took 30 seconds and left us a 5-star review in whatever platform that you're listening in right now. It's one of the best and free ways that you can love on us. So don't forget that anything we mention in today's episode, from resources, products, and more, can all be found in our show notes at realtalkwithrachel.com. For more updates, behind the scenes, and fun chats, head over to Instagram and follow us at Real Talk Podcast.